Governor Sam Brownback continued to hard sell his income tax reduction plan the legislature okayed, but he did say he might want to extend Kansas' temporary sales tax increase if total revenues declined too steeply in the first year of his tax cuts.
Let's see where we are budgetarily before there be any discussion of that.
Brownback also continued to insist that a task force on education was not put in place to cut spending for public schools. As the panel met for its first time, its chairman Ken Willard of the State Board of Education said it was about efficiency.
To get better bang for our buck, better use of our dollars for the most effective education possible for Kansas school children.
Brownback's task force has been heavily criticized by educators because it includes no school administrators and no teachers. Sprint Nextel executives confirmed to the Wall Street Journal that they're discussing selling a controlling interest to Japanese wireless carrier SoftBank. Analysts said it would be good for Sprint and its presence in the Kansas City area. SoftBank called it speculation. The KU Hospital announced that it was the first in the nation to use a new cardiac catheter guidance system that dramatically reduces patient radiation exposure. Dr. John Day is editor-in-chief of a national cardiology journal.
We'll see in the range of 30 to 50 minutes of X-ray time. The Leipzig group reported that they were able to keep their X-ray imaging time to less than 2 minutes.
The new catheter guidance system uses technology similar to GPS. The Kansas City Chiefs front office fought off a controversy, said most Chief fans are not like the ones that cheered last Sunday when quarterback Matt Cassel was knocked unconscious on the field. Coach Romeo Crennel told reporters Monday that Cassel was sidelined with a concussion.
With the emphasis on concussions in the league, they're making sure that we do due diligence in making sure that he's not rushed back.
Brady Quinn was designated fill-in quarterback for the Tampa Bay game. An audit showed that Kansas City ambulances are a minute slower getting to patients since a system change last December. Public Safety Chair John Sharp called that unacceptable.
This has certainly, been disastrous as far as impacting response times.
But the city manager and acting fire chief said that minute was consumed by a protocol endorsed by national firefighting organizations in which dispatchers ask callers more questions. Senator Claire McCaskill released new campaign ads featuring victims of rape and incest, criticizing Todd Akin's comments on rape and pregnancy.
As a woman of faith, I must forgive Todd Akin. But as a voter, it's not something I can forget.
The latest Akin ads called McCaskill corrupt.
The moment her hand came off the Bible, it went into our pockets.
Meanwhile, in the governor's race, Republican challenger Dave Spence filed suit against Democratic incumbent Jay Nixon, alleging that Nixon's ads contained libelous statements that Spence called false and reckless. This is KCUR.